Hey everyone, it's Femme Femeral, and today I'm going to go ahead and do a quick request fill. I was asked to go through an inventory of all of my toys so you can know exactly what's in my arsenal. It might be a little bit of a long video, an audio tonight, not a video. There's no video. I'm sorry for everybody listening. I'm just still trying to get the hang of using the right words here, okay? So it might be a little bit long to listen to this evening because I do have so many toys, but keep in with me and we'll get through it all together, okay? So I'm going to start with the two that you already know about that I've already played with in my videos. The first is the Lilo Gigi, and I'm going to go into a little bit more detail in my toys here today so you can know exactly what I'm playing with when I talk about it, okay? So the Lilo Gigi is an insertable G-spot vibrator with a soft pink silicone head, which I love. It has several different vibration patterns, and it is rechargeable. The insertable part is not very long, maybe only about 5 or 6 inches, but the padding on the head that hits my G-spot is really incredible. It's got a nice thick, maybe almost a quarter and a half, the size of maybe a silver dollar that rubs up against the head of my G-spot there, and that's delicious to feel. So this one is definitely one of my favorites. I also do have the Hitachi Magic Wand, and that one lays plugged in next to my bed all night, every night, and it tends to be my go-to vibrator when I need something very strong and very powerful to quickly get me off. I like to use that one a lot with partners. But I keep my sex toys in several different places. This box that I'm opening now stays in my bottom left-hand drawer of my dresser. The one that I'm opening up is another Lilo toy, and unfortunately I don't recall the name of this one. It's an egg-shaped vibrator. It's in kind of an orchid purple color with a handle in the center. It's got a hole in it. This one is also nice soft silicone with multiple vibrating patterns. I don't know if you can hear it there. That's at its highest vibration. And also rechargeable. I really like the Lilo toys because they're very strong and ergonomic for my hands. I don't ever get cramps while I'm holding them. Moving on into more of my toys, I guess I'm gonna go into dildos. I can't find my other vibrators today. I have the Lilo Ella, which is the twin to the Gigi. That is a dildo. Both sides are insertable. One is a G-spot side, and the other is just a nice silky silicone to fuck myself with. I like that one very much. Oh, I found my bullets here. There's a package of three. It looks like one of them might be out of batteries. But maybe you can hear it. I like playing with bullets a lot. I usually keep one in my purse for when I just can't get away and I have to come really fast. They tend to be really nice and sneaky for that. One of them is a bright pink, the other one is purple, and the third one is a nice silver bullet. Glass toys are actually my favorite, so most of the dildos that I have are glass. I don't know if you can hear this one. It's my studded rainbow dildo. This one actually makes me squirt. I love it. It's maybe 9 inches long, and it's got studs all along the entire body of it. Each one is a different color. And I like to fuck myself with this one while using a vibrator on my clit. When I use this one, I really like twisting it. And that is usually the motion that makes me squirt or come the hardest. The next glass one that I have is pink. This one has a heart-shaped handle at the end and a nice thick head at the top. This one has just a slight curve to it, like a natural curve of a delicious cock that I like to fuck. And it is really good for just generally feeling stuffed or feeling full. Another one, because you know I have more, is a very straight, hard, plain glass dildo with a flared base. Along the body of the dildo, it's actually a swirled stripe, which is kind of nice. It feels ridged. That one I like. I don't use it very often, but it's pretty good for warming myself up for some ass play, actually. My next glass one is also pink and it's double-ended. Both sides have a head to it. One side has that nice swirled ridge and the other one has those nice divots or lumps on it, which, like the rainbow studded one, feels really, really good. Getting further into my box of tricks here, I have some Benoit balls, which are great for strengthening my pussy muscles. These feel great to get fucked with, actually. When I have a partner who's fucking me and I have these in, it creates a whole different sensation. I have here something a bit naughtier. This is my anal hook. It's got a nice ball at the end, and it hooks nice and sharp and has a loop at the end of it to be tied up with. So you can shove this deep into my ass, pull on it, and tie up the rest. So I can't move anywhere without pulling hard on my ass, which feels really nice as well. The next toy is an anal plug. It's an icicles plug. I'm trying to find the number for it, but I don't think I have it. It's it's number 25, icicles number 25. This is just a nice plain glass plug. It's very thick. This one hurts so good. I can't handle it for very long, but when I do have it in, I like to really push myself, make sure that I can wear it as long as I can handle it. The next one I have, it's actually a set of three dildos. These guys are really cute. They are matching and they actually go on my strap-on, which is in another separate area. So let me hop off my bed here and pull out the box that lays under my bed. It's a bit of a secret. There we are. I have more of my toys for me now. This is actually where all my vibrators went. I have my cute first vibrator that I got that wasn't from my boyfriend's mom. This one is very quiet. I don't know if you can hear it. But it's it actually looks like a cock. It's tiny and pink. It's got this nice vein down the end. This one is waterproof, so it usually comes with me in the shower if I'm feeling like I need to get fucked in the shower. It's just an okay toy, though, not one that I really go to all that often. This one I love. This one's called, I believe it's called the Cupid. And I don't know if you can hear her, but she's very big. She's, got this nice pink silicone on her and ridges all down the base. This one unfortunately isn't rechargeable. It's on batteries and it's also kind of a jelly texture, not a great quality of silicone. So I don't use this one very often, but this one is probably the biggest dildo or vibrator that I own. So when I really need to feel stretched and full, this is the one that I go to. I have my Jeju toys here. I'm trying to recall the name of this one, and unfortunately I just don't remember this guy that I have in my hands is another rechargeable high quality silicone toy, and it's like a rose petal, deep orange or purple color. I love this toy. I actually haven't played with this in a long time. It's got a nice curve to it, and it hits my G-spot really, really nicely. So maybe I'll play with that one. I just need to charge it. I also have its sister here, which is the same company, Jeju, a nice light purple color, and this one is an egg. It fits nicely in the palm of my hand, and I like this one. It's just tough to turn on and off. It was their first generation of this toy, so they hadn't really gotten the ease of use down, but it's got a really strong vibrator on it, and unfortunately, this one needs to be charged too. I've been giving all my toys such a workout lately since I started recording. I've been getting off so often that I run a lot of my toys out of battery, which is a little embarrassing. Next here I have some anal beads, which are great. They're purple. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 beads on here, each one bigger than the last, and the biggest one at the end ends up just a bit bigger than a silver dollar. The smaller one is about the size of a dime. These ones are really fun to have pulled out nice and slowly, and tend to be best when paired with something really strong on my clit. Getting into some of the kinkier stuff here, I have in my hands a pair of handcuffs, just your run-of-the-mill set. These don't double lock, so they're not as dangerous as some cuffs, but they are still fun to play with despite the fact that they have that safety feature that allows me to come loose if I need to. I found my strap-on. This guy's always fun. It goes with those three silicone bad boys I was talking about, each one in different sizes. This one I haven't worn in a long time. I haven't had a partner who has wanted to play with this in quite some time. So you guys let me know if there's anybody out there who would want me to maybe peg them or perhaps fuck them with it. Pussy or ass, it doesn't matter to me. I really like playing with my strap on. That one I haven't played with in a long time. I also have two different ball gags in here. One has a bright pink ball gag and the other one has the traditional red leather. When I put it in my mouth, that's what it sounds like when I have the red one in my mouth, or the pink one's a bit bigger. I can't wind up speaking with the pink one nearly as much as the red one. The big pink ball is a bit harder on my jaw, but I like that one when I'm tied up. I also have this pair of nipple clamps here. These ones are tricky. I like them, but I haven't been wearing them as much since I got my nipples pierced, because they can tug on the piercings and that really, really hurts. I don't know if I can handle it. What's next? Okay, my delicious leather tails on this one, and it's actually got an insertable handle. It's made of glass, so this one's fun to get fucked with and then hit with really hard. Fuck. Next, I have just a regular paddle. One side has that nice soft fur on it, and the other has a hard leather. We have the fur and the leather. I like this one as well. It's got some sting to it. Then I've got my riding crop, also pink. Leaves nice little triangle-shaped bruises on my ass when I get to use it. I haven't gotten a chance with a partner lately. I really do just kind of want to get strapped down and smacked lately, though, so maybe somebody could oblige. This one's a tricky one because it really stings. I can only handle it for so long. Fuck. Next I have a Wardenburg pinwheel, which you might be familiar with if you're in the kink scene at all. This is a pinwheel with spikes on it. It's a lot of fun for teasing. This one is actually very sharp. It has drawn blood a couple of times, so I would suggest being careful if you ever get caught with one of these. Mine comes with a nice little sheath to store it in because I like to keep my things nice. What's next? Oh, I have a couple of different sets of handcuffs. These ones are just plain Velcro cuffs. They go with an under-the-bed set of restraints that unfortunately I lost a while back when during a move. I no longer have the restraints. This that you hear is actually a collar. I used to be collared and owned and no longer am very much in very active in that scene. I wish that I were more into it. It is an Aslan leather collar, though. It's very high quality, and I love it very much whenever I get to be walked like somebody's pet. To go with the collar, I, of course, need to have a leash. And so that clips itself right onto it, and it tugs me right around by my neck. Next, I have my hog tie set, which can also work with that nice little Velcro cuff that you heard earlier. I have some Aslan leather cuffs as well. These ones are very nice. They're a white base with black leather straps. And I have another set of cuffs, which is black with pink print on it. That is closer to like an Asian style dragon print, which I like. I'm kind of getting to the bottom of my box here. I have a set of silk rope to be tied down with, and I have a spreader bar. And my spreader bar is great to hold my legs far apart and my wrists tied down between them. It keeps my legs far enough apart to be fucked no matter how hard I squirm against it. So those ones are a lot of fun as well. And I don't know about you guys, but I really, really like talking about my sex toys. I really like playing with my toys. And now that I've been seeing all these open and I see that they haven't been played with in so long, I feel the need to fuck myself. And I hope that you'll listen and enjoy. Oh God, I need to get fucked. It's just not enough to play with myself anymore. I really need a cock. A big, thick, throbbing cock like yours to fuck me. Oh, I need it. Please, can I have it? I know that you're playing with it. Please fuck me, please.